tell us where we're at as far as like the off season. I know you got some guys coming in now, but you know, what are we, 80 days and counting till kickoff?
Yeah, it's very close, and we're very excited. Guys have been working hard. You know, we've had a good number of guys stick around here. For the first summer session, it's really going to start. Heating up here beginning of July. We got probably about 60 guys coming back, ready to get going and get a good month of workout here before we start. Reporting date's August 1st, and first game we strap it up August 24th against Independence. Here we're excited about it.
Now we'll get to the new stadium here in just a second, but this is your first year as the actual head coach, last year the offensive coordinator, and you look at your staff and you basically littered them with Kansas State guys.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, you know, I like people that have been successful, and guys coming from Coach Snyder's and system in Kansas State, we've had a lot of success, but it's not just that they play at Kansas State. I mean, Jeff Kelly's been a tremendous ambassador for here at Garden City, for Kansas State, and played in the NFL, and he's been a Division I coach. So you get Division I coaches, with his ability and he's very recognized here in the state of Kansas. He's a great hire for me. Same with Joe Gordon. Joe Gordon was recruiting coordinator at Kansas State after an All-American career as a corner there for 5 years. So, to have those guys, and, it's their talent and the type of people they are is why they're here. I'm excited about, Mercy Flez, my offensive coordinator. He played at NC State, and Coach Lou West, played at Cincinnati. And we've got Division I experience from Notre Dame, Virginia Tech, Oklahoma. I mean, you name it, but Kansas State, we've been there, and we've been at Division I level. We run the program like a Division I program.
You've had, obviously, you mentioned the fact, Division I talent. Nick Marshall, obviously a guy that goes to Auburn this year. But just looking at the talent this year and being able to surround you guys. Because, look, Garden City has been known for guys that have ended up going to the NFL.
Oh, absolutely. It's been, that's one of the things I've been so excited about, being able to take over such a, nationally recognized and successful program. And, our goal is to get it back where it's at competing at a national level every year. And I think we can do that. And I think we did a nice job with recruiting and you never know until you get them on campus. So, all we need is 22. And so hopefully we got a good 22, and I think we will. And I think we'll be, very competitive.
Now, from the assessment, from what you saw in the spring, and obviously you never know how that can carry over when you go into the fall and get ready for the regular season. But what did you see as far as your first assessment as the head coach from the spring?
Well, I mean, obviously we've got an extreme talent in Tyreek Hill. He's probably maybe the nation's number one junior college recruit. Didn't do any training for track and field. Ran a 9.98 this spring without any training. So he's one of the fastest individuals in the United States. But he's not just fast, he's a football player. He's a football player who's fast, not a sprinter trying to play football. He's really not that good. But he's amazing, great kid, does everything right. And, he's going to be, Mr. Excitement out there for us this year. Maybe have the number one left tackle in the country in Dontavius Blair. Both those guys have been offered, Alabama, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Tennessee, Georgia. I mean, the world's after them, USC. And then we've got, some newcomers are going to step up. I think, last year, our two middle backers were really excited about, Earl Clark and Devontae Derricott, great players. I think our secondary is much improved from last year. Defensive line up front, we just need some big bodies, get it going. I think we've got some talent there as well. So I think overall, we can be, as good or better maybe than last year.
And obviously the questions are going to come with the quarterback positions because you're going to have a new guy back there this year. And look, community college in general, the JUCO level you have, it's kind of like a swinging gates when you're talking especially about quarterback. So this year, Jake Curran obviously knows that this is going to be an open competition.
Yeah, Jake did a fantastic job for us, in the spring. And so, I don't think Jake will just, concede the position to anybody. He'll start the season at number one. But we are bringing in a number of, highly recruited high schoolers that are very talented from Miami, Memphis, Georgia, Kansas City. I mean, we got quarterbacks coming that were highly recruited by, not just junior colleges, but Division I schools until something happened. They decided that they either, wanted to go bigger D1 or didn't have the grades or something. So, but we're excited. It's going to be an open competition and, let the best guy win. So,
all right, last thing as far as the football stadium, you've been sharing with the high school the last few years and here you go. Now you have your opportunity as far as a new stadium. How excited are you specifically as the coach have new digs now on campus.
Oh, I'm tremendously excited. You know, Doc Swender, D. Wigner, Ryan Ruda, Colin Lamb, they've all did a tremendous job in, you know, getting this process going. And, you know, I can't say enough how thankful I am to have those people to work under and to give us a facility like that. And it's not only going to just help our football program, it's going to help our soccer program, intramural program. There's going to be, you know, we're starting our track program back up. So it's you know, it's a multi-purpose, you know, field and complex, but you know, as and during football season, it's ours, and that's something that we're very excited about. You know, we don't have to call over to you know, middle school and see if we can get, you know, have time for their field or anything like that. It's ours. We can get on it whenever we want, and it's a fantastic field, you know, to begin with. So it's going to be nothing but you know, a tremendous asset for our program.